I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from Egypt, where you were slaves. Worship no god but me. Do not make for yourselves images of anything in heaven or on earth, or in the water under the earth. Do not bow down to any idol or worship it. For I am the Lord your God, and I tolerate no rivals. I bring punishment on those who hate me, and on their descendants, down to the third and fourth generation. But I show my love to thousands of generations of those who love me and obey my laws. Do not use my name for evil purposes, for I, the Lord your God, will punish anyone who misuses my name. Observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, as I, the Lord your God, have commanded you. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. On that day no one is to work, neither you, your children, your slaves, your animals, nor the foreigners who live in your country. Your slaves must rest just as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that I, the Lord your God, rescued you by my great power and strength. Just concentrate on that for a minute. I, the Lord your God, rescued you by my great power and strength. That is why I command you to observe the Sabbath. Respect your father and your mother, as I, the Lord your God, command you, so that all may go well with you, and so that you may live a long time in the land that I am giving you. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not accuse anyone falsely. Do not desire another man's wife. Do not desire his house, his land, his slaves, his cattle, his donkeys, or anything else that he owns. These are the commandments the Lord gave to all of you when you were gathered at the mountain, when he spoke with a mighty voice from the fire and from the thick clouds. He gave these commandments and no others. Then he wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. I'm going to look this morning at the law of God, what it is and what it isn't. The Ten Commandments are not and never have been a way to be saved. God's plan of salvation has never ever been based on works. It has always been His grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Sin was rampant in the land, but Noah had a relationship with God. And God provided a way of escape, a way of protection, a way of salvation for Noah. All Noah needed to do was to accept God's plan. If Noah had chosen his own path, where would humanity be now? Washed away. But Noah had a relationship with God, and he trusted God, and he entered into God's plan. God didn't say, "You shall enter the ark." God said, "My plan is build an ark." And Noah did it. We come forward to the Israelites in Egypt. It was not the commandments that saved them. It was God's grace. God said he would institute the Passover. And those who were prepared to shelter under the blood of the Lamb would be saved. If there were any Israelites who did not choose to shelter under the blood of the Lamb and partake of the Passover, they were subject to the same judgment as the others around them, as the Egyptians, because they were not prepared to accept God's grace. And when they left Egypt and travelled to the Red Sea, with God leading them, and the Egyptians coming up behind, God provided a way of salvation through the Red Sea. But I can assure you that if anyone chose not to follow through the Red Sea, that was the only plan. That was God's only way of salvation for them. And if they chose not to follow, there was no salvation. God provided the plan. And he did that in love for his people. And then at Mount Sinai, this is probably the first instance of someone saying, "Take two tablets and go." But on those two tablets were written, carved into stone by the finger of God, "I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And the next one, Phil, if you just go through these. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honour thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house or wife." And if people kept to these commandments, that didn't save them, because they'd already been saved. This was the way that a saved people should be living. God's commands, his law, was the way that a people who had already been saved should live. George. Question for you. Do you abuse your wife? Do you beat her up? You wouldn't, because you love her. Now, there's a law against domestic abuse, but that doesn't come into play if there is a law of love in place. God has punishments, but they don't come into play where there is a law of love. Jesus came in love to fulfill God's law and to show us the way of love. And against love, there is no law, says Paul in Galatians. God's word is written in our hearts, and we follow his ways because that is the way a saved people should live. I don't beat my wife because the law says I shouldn't. I don't beat my wife because I love her. God loves us. And he wants us to have that same relationship with him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind and understanding. And Jesus gave a second commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. God's law is not a law that will save us. God's law is a way that we should live as a saved people.